Most of the conversation about the next farm bill has been revolving around the understanding that it would be completed during or after 2018, but the American Soybean Association wants the legislation earlier than that. The current farm bill was signed into law in 2014 and expires in 2018. The popular train of thought has always been that the next farm bill would be considered for passage in 2018, but ASA President Richard Wilkins tells AgriPulse that his organization is leery of the impact election year politics might have on the bill.
We believe very strongly that getting the next farm bill written and to the Hill with enabling legislation before they become involved in the 2018 midterm elections is going to be a smart thing to do.
On top of that, Wilkins said at a panel moderated by AgriPulse at the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa, that some of the language in the 2014 farm bill is a driving force behind their desire to see a bill in 2017.
The way that this 2014 farm bill is written, we're using some Olympic averages to determine what average revenue is. So in the front end of this bill, it's more likely to have a higher baseline than it's going to be in the latter years of the bill, simply because Olympic averages, based on the reality that commodity prices have fallen, so those Olympic averages are going to be lower. We're going to have a lower baseline. So we think that the earlier we get to work on this, the better off we're going to be.
Both Wilkins and Ron Moore, who is the organization's vice president, made it clear to AgriPulse that ASA is not in favor of opening up the current farm bill, but rather wants to see the new bill sooner rather than later. Also speaking on the panel, National Corn Growers Association's first vice president, Wesley Spurlock, said understanding the implications of the current bill will take more time.
We also have a brand new farm bill, basically, and we're just in the formula part for the second year of it. So being this new, to try to change something, we don't know whether it's going to work or not, but as these prices move up and down, we knew that the ARC side was going to do one type of formulas, the PLC side would do the other. So the individuals that are getting the payments on one have not been on the other, and it will even out possibly and work hopefully for all producers as this goes into the future.
Reporting from the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa, I'm Spencer Chase.